What stood out was Kamala Harris was able to get under Trump's skin many times in the debate. And, you know, she was seen as the more forceful presence on the stage. And this was, you know, pretty predictable that she would try to bait him into responding to her attacks. And he basically fell into it every single time. So he wasn't able to keep the focus on policy and issues affecting the American people, instead responding to her attacks on him. And that was seen as a loss for his debate performance.
Yeah, it seems like if people are going to repeat one line from the debate, it's going to be about eating pets, which I don't think is how former President Trump wanted things to play out.
Last I checked, eating pets is not happening and also doesn't make the cost of college more affordable, doesn't solve high gas prices or the shortage of affordable houses. And so, you know, she was trying to lay out her vision for the country, because there's a poll from the New York Times that said 28% of people do not know what she wants to do and does not know enough about her. And so she had to address that. And I think she was pretty effective at doing that. Of course, she wasn't pressed repeatedly from ABC News in the first question about when they asked her, are Americans better off now versus 4 years ago? And she did not actually answer the question directly.
You know, you mentioned that question from ABC and sort of how the moderators didn't follow up on that. There's also some complaining that they fact-checked the former president a couple of times. What did you think about the moderators? Did they do a good job?
I think that they will go down in history as doing their job, that they were not going to let bald-faced lies pass without getting corrected. And so, you know, when Trump said, hey, there's more violent crime now versus a couple of years ago, well, they're going to say, no, the FBI says that's not true. And so on basic statements of fact, they had to jump in so that Americans could know, you know, you can't have Harris being the only arbiter of fact, but I don't think they jumped in too much.
Yeah. Do you think the former president has an incentive to accept that invitation after his performance?
I think he does, because he wants to do a better job on the second one and, you know, closer to the election as more people are starting to vote. He's a confident guy. So, of course, he thinks he won the debate. It was very rare for a candidate to actually go in the debate spin room. It was a wild scene, instead of letting their surrogates do that. But I think that he's going to want to do that and see if he preps more and is more restrained in terms of not talking about himself, but instead talking about the issues in October.